since I was a little kid, pushing the keys. Ill kid stuck left in the breeze, pulling on string cheese, alone at lunch. Ain't nobody wanna sit with this geek and touch anything he touch. Man, that kid's weird to know what's up. Just cares about computers, G-Joes and such. Comic books and Star Wars novels I read, dreaming about a future while the bully said that kid ain't right. He don't throw the ball nice, he just talks real funny and his pants all tight. 5 head high, man, fuck the kid Bryce. He ain't coming to my birthday party, said that twice. So instead I stayed home and read about space, projected myself to the astral place where no one could touch me, only the hands of God could cradle me and keep me stable. Then Pac came along, talking about the struggle. I don't know what his like, but I was living in the bubble. Can't compare the two except on a cursory level. And I don't wanna trivialize what he heard or felt, but how it spoke to me and how it made my heart melt. How everyone got demons with the hands we dealt. I didn't pour water in my cereal bowl, and it didn't sell crack on my block of stove to eat or feed my family. I was living in a different reality, but my pain was still reality to me. As different as it were, the scar still stuck, and his attitude about not giving a fuck. Mashing on the world, making change, affect everyone that you can, taking hearts and brains. Was the same, simply an artist communicating. Man, the fact that he was relating to a kid from the birds with these dreams of making a change in his own life, a change in his own outlook. Tupac read books, he's a modern scholar. Before that guy was a baller, he was repping the nerd life harder. In a world where the pistol rules, conditions of living, dead or in prison, almost a given. So I tucked on my shoelace, pulled out my t-shirt, I went to work on making it happen. Picked up a microphone and started rapping about the things that I cared about. Talking to my middle school self, promising him wealth and girls. Promise he could rule the world if he kept it up. Keep the message pure, stop being unsure. Be proud of who you are, you're a superstar.